Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jordana, and I have toxic pee. My
dreams are coming true. And I'm Paul Douglas, your second favorite former meteorologist. It's good to be alive right about now. Get that. This microphone is always on. You're not supposed to tape me during the commercial breaks. That's devious. That is dark.
Nope. All radio. Things We're said live on the radio.
Jordana's toxic pee is fair game.
Get in trouble. Come on. Yeah. We cannot be held accountable for things that we say on live radio. It's a lot. It's 15 hours a week. My gosh,
it's
friends.
It's a lot. It's
We're
a
not
lot.
Responsible.
And I've just been handed this correction. It isn't second favorite. It's seventh favorite meteorologist. Oh. That's okay, though. As long as I'm in the top 10.
Former meteorologist. Yeah.
Meteorologist, yeah. Well, I'm still a meteorologist.
We're going to start talking about... I'm sorry.
They don't take it away from you.
We're going to lead with COVID. We're going to talk about COVID. But I wanted to just kind of slide in. This is the last day of my fundraiser for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Leukemia and Lymphoma just sent me a bunch of fans, a bunch of things to use at the gala. I just posted on my Instagram with the link at Jordana Verde on Instagram. You can find it on Twitter at Jordana WCCO or for friends on Facebook. Last day. This is my last plug, I promise. But I'd love to just get over the edge and, get as much as we can for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So you can go to jordanagreen.com, jordanagreen.com. I'll send you my challah recipe if you donate. If you already did, just send me an email. I will send it to you. But last day, you can find that link on my Instagram story. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you, hey, I donated. Friends and family donated.
Thank you.
I put some pressure on them. Actually, I didn't have to put pressure. They absolutely wanted to do anything to help.
Thank you.
So
thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I'm glad. I feel proud of what we've done already, but I always want a little more, right? Right before the end, push us over the edge. But leukemia was not the disease that we were going to start the show with.
Well, it's COVID, and some numbers came out today that made all of us do a double take. According to the World Health Organization, coronavirus, the pandemic, led to nearly 15 million excess deaths worldwide. Now, that needs some explanation. That 15 million number is 3 times greater than any previous estimate. It's the number of people who died directly from COVID-19, others who died from indirect causes. Maybe they couldn't get into a hospital. Healthcare shortages, were prevalent as the virus surged all around the world.
Right.
Almost 5 million deaths estimated in India. That's 10 times higher than official records suggest. And here in the U.S., Juror, we just passed 1 million premature deaths in the United States, and incalculable loss for all the families impacted by that. In my immediate family, no fatalities, a couple of cases of long COVID. In my extended family, like second cousins, third cousins, two or three of my extended family lost their lives. So,
I'm so sorry.
Well, and these are not, look, yeah, everybody has a story. Everybody knows somebody who was impacted by this. And I'm hearing more reports of long COVID. I still don't want it, Jor. Brain fog? No, thank you.
No, my goodness. Impotence? Absolutely not. It can be devastating. It can be debilitating. And we're only 3 years out. It's called COVID-19 for a reason. It started in 2019, and we're only in 2022, so we don't really know the long-term effects of COVID in humans. But hearing those numbers, 1 million Americans have died from the coronavirus or COVID-19 in 3 years. It's just, it's devastating. And, what's interesting is that my husband was in an airport today. He's going to see his grandson before I get too sick to be around people. So he's going to see his grandson in New York, taking precautions, of course. But he said to me, Jor, maybe 1% of people in the airport and on the plane are wearing masks.
Wow.
Maybe 1%. And he, you know, obviously I'm immunocompromised, so he needs to come back to me healthy. He doesn't want anybody schmutz or anybody's cold. It's not even about COVID. I have antibodies for that. But it's about a cold or a flu or anything that's communicable.
Yeah.
So he, of course, wears his mask and does his best to protect himself and will probably distance when he gets home for a little. I'm really close to transplant now. It's surprising to me how people have gone so quickly back to normal. But I said to him, babe, that's kind of encouraging. I want to be back to normal like everybody else. So is it over? Do you feel being out in the world? Do you feel like it's over? He said, I feel like everybody else thinks it is.
Yeah. Hey, we're all done with COVID. I'm not convinced that COVID is done with us. The variants continue to pop up.
Yes.
And until a critical mass of people all around the world are vaccinated or catch this thing and have natural immunity, there will always be little wells of new variants popping up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's my understanding. So, yeah, God, I hope we're in the seventh or eighth inning, but we shall see.
So we're going to take your calls and texts, okay? Yeah. The text line is 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Are you back to normal? I mean, the stat came out today. 1 million Americans have died. That sort of set me back. Like, oh, wow, we are, like Paul said, COVID is not done with us. Yet I had the absolute opposite with my husband telling me that people are back to normal. You know, but airports, nobody's wearing masks, or 1%, he said, of people are wearing masks. So where are you in your sort of COVID journey? Are you ripping the masks off? Are you totally back to normal? You know, restaurants, movies, everything. You know, if you're provided that you're healthy and not immunocompromised, are you totally back to normal? Or does a stat like 1 million Americans dead of COVID bring you back to reality and think, wow, I should still be on alert? 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Chime in where you are on your COVID journey.
We'll be right back. Paul and Jordana and DJ, not back to normal yet entirely, but I think most of us can see normal. It's off in the distance. It's getting closer. Certainly in much better shape this spring than last year at this time. The question today, and please call us, 651-461-9226. Are you back to normal? Is your family doing things the way you did them back in 2019, at work, restaurants, movies, school, etc.? Or are you still taking COVID precautions? And if so, what are you doing and why? Curious to hear from you. Call us or text us, 651-461-9226. Randy calling from southeastern Minnesota. Randy, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Yeah, I just had a quick story about our COVID situation, I guess. We had a family gathering for Easter, and everybody tested before they went. Everybody was negative, and everybody was double vaccinated and boosted twice. And after that get-together, we had 8 of us test positive, and I'm still kind of fighting the symptoms here, I guess. So I guess the vaccination, you know, must not have protected us from whatever the variant is, I guess, so...
Well,
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that. Are you the one who got the sickest? How did the other 7 do with COVID, Randy?
Yeah, I guess the sickest one was my grandson, who was 4 years old. Of course, he hadn't been vaccinated, but he was pretty sick. And then just this last week now, he woke up and his hand was swollen and he had a sore ankle and he had a rash. So my daughter took him into the Mayo Clinic and did a bunch of tests and stuff, but they, you know, they don't really know either what caused it, but it seems like he's getting better now. But, yeah, it's not something you really want to get, I guess. It's I know I've been, I farm here, and I've been fighting it for a couple of weeks now, and it's pretty nasty, I guess. So.
Randy, is it shortness of breath? Is it energy levels? I mean, what are you experiencing right now?
Well, I guess the main thing is just really congested in the head. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said before, maybe a little bit of brain fog, I guess. So I guess everybody, I think, is going to be okay. It's really strange how it affects people, but my wife has been with me, you know, of course, all the time, and she's never tested positive for it. So,
wow.
But she had her booster a couple weeks ahead of me here. She had hers in March, and I had mine the 1st of April, I guess, the fourth shot. So,
mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you calling in, Randy, hang in there, and thank you. And I'm glad you were vaccinated. Well. Hopefully this will fade quickly, but best wishes to you.
That's what I'm hoping to. So, okay, thanks, Paul. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Randy.
Just proof we're not done. It's just proof we're not done. It's still very much a threat.
And again, everybody's going to get it, right? Everybody's going to catch it. And mm-hmm. and some people will be asymptomatic. They won't even know they have it. Other people will still get knocked on their butt, even if they have the vaccine and the booster.
Yeah.
But those people without the vaccine and the booster may have wind up in the ICU without that. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'm kind of fatalistic that I just want to be as prepared as I can be when I do, in fact, catch it.
Yeah, this texter writes, two doctors have been on CCO and said we're not out of COVID. I follow science. I don't try to keep up with the Joneses. I get it. Yeah. I mean, you got to, and it's very personal. You got to do what's best for you. You know, if you're comfortable, if you want to still, if you're comfortable taking off your mask, I guess that's your thing. I guess knowing if you haven't had it yet, that at some point this is endemic, not pandemic. We're not on high alert, but it's going to happen to you. But if you don't want to wear, if you still want to wear your mask, go nuts. You know, nobody's judging you. Nobody here. Hey guys, I'm masking till my grandkiddos are four. They're four and younger, and until they can get a vaccine. Totally get it, because those kids go to daycare, and they pick up stuff. And while they might not even be sick, they can certainly pass it to grandparents or older folks or immunocompromised folks.
Hey, George, it's interesting. My grandson is going to daycare. He's two.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in there with other two-year-olds, three-year-olds. Yeah. And I thought for sure that his parents would want him to be vaccinated. And now they're like, you know, I think we're going to hold off. We're going to wait. We're going to just see how things go. We don't want to be the first to have a two-year-old vaccinated. We want to just kind of step back and make sure that it is, in fact, as safe as advertised. And I think Moderna is close. FDA has not approved it. But I think they're close within the next few weeks of having, mm-hmm. you know, vaccines for 6 month to 5 year olds. So, but I was a little surprised by that.
This texter says, my husband and I still wear masks. We've both been vaccinated and boosted. And I think, you know, I find my youngest does this, my 14-year-old. And I find that masking gives a sense, some semblance, whether it's real or not, of control over what you can do to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course, you can get a vaccine. That's science. Please do that. Get a vaccine. And please wear masks. You know, N95s, there are masks that really will protect you. And, you know, even a cloth covering protects a little bit. So, but I also find that if you have more of a sense of control about your protection, that's a good thing, too. That gives you more confidence to be out in the world, to be back at work, to be going grocery shopping, to be social. So if that's what you need to re-enter society, I am all for that, too. And it's okay. The placebo effect is real. And that's okay if and look, I believe in masks. I wear my mask everywhere. So I'm just saying, for people who say, oh, why are you wearing masks? You know, maybe it's a sense of control over this virus. And that is totally good. It's good. Any kind of sense we can have of control is fair.
And I'm not judging other people whether or not they wear a mask or don't wear a mask. You do what you feel you have to do, and I'm just going to do my thing, and I will ignore you. I'll wave. I'll smile under my mask, if appropriate. I'm not wearing a mask nearly as much as I used to just a few months ago. So, you know, but that's me. And other people, I understand, if you're immunocompromised, you have to be extra careful. And Jor, I know you have to be extra, extra, extra careful here going into this bone marrow transplant in a few weeks. You can't catch anything.
Some of the texts say, not back to normal. Continued cautiousness. Do not want to get COVID. Enjoy listening to Jordana and Paul. Michelle from Stillwater. Hi, Michelle. This texter writes, hi, Paul and Jor. For me and my family, we're very much back to normal. Very thankful that COVID seems to be over for the most part over here. However, it is affecting my family this way. We plan to take a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Europe this summer with our two teenagers, mm-hmm. but we have now had to, I'm sorry that the text is out of order, now had to rope right now, I'm not sure what that means, because they still have a lot of masking requirements. They also...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Of reservation requirements for seeing certain museums and tours. Huh. We're not anti-maskers but by any means, but we did not want to go to Europe and have to wear a mask the whole time or have masks in all of our pictures, since this is probably the only time we would ever go to Europe as a family of four. We also did not want to deal with the possibility of getting into certain postponing for the second time because of COVID. Now, not that we're worried about catching COVID, but rather because of COVID is still pretty bad in Europe right now. I get it. There is. And you know what? That's fair. They don't want to have their masks when they're, you know, taking pictures if they're at the Louvre or at Big Ben or wherever in Europe they're going. I get that, too.
Yeah. We're supposed to be going to celebrate a friend's 50th birthday for the third time. It was canceled for 2 years, and she is adamant that it's going to happen this year. And they're renting a house and inviting some friends, and we're going to, you know, God willing, unless something, again, blows up at the last minute, we hope to be there. But, yeah, everybody has to walk their own path here and do what's right for them. I'm just glad I'm not in China. They have this zero COVID policy, and you want to talk about draconian, what the Chinese state is doing. They are locking some residents in their homes, using bolts and wires to forcibly lock residents into their apartments to prevent them from leaving, which I don't think that would fly here in the United States.
No.
But
draconian measures, well, I guess this isn't draconian, but, you know, for example, the correspondence dinner, you had to be
vaxxed
and boosted.
Yeah.
And it was still a super spreader event. So yes. It's like you can't escape. It's like you, I mean, unless you're hiding in your house, which nobody wants to do. Nobody wants that anymore.
People complain.
So we'll continue to read the text and take calls throughout the show, just how you're dealing with being, if you are back to normal, or if how you're still handling this.
Absolutely.
On the heels of the news that 1 million Americans are dead from COVID in the last almost 3 years, 2.5 years.
Hey, is this still a good time to be looking for a home? Mortgage rates have, doubled in the last few months? And John Schuster has talked about a shift that he is seeing in the market. And I'm curious what he means by that. When we come back, real estate mogul John Schuster is going to be joining us to talk about what comes next. So is this still a good time to move? Is it a good time to buy a new home, sell your home? Inflation... interest rates have, doubled in the last few months? I saw this nugget. 30% of U.S. adults say this is a good time to buy a house. That's down 23 percentage points from just a year ago, the first time that figure has been below 50%. So we wanted to ask an expert, and joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline is John Schuster. Hey, John.
Hey, Paul. How's it going?
It's going okay. I was going to ask you, I'm trying not to look at the stock market. Most people don't make decisions based on how the market is doing. But I am getting this question a lot. Is this still a good time to move?
You know, Paul, our market is still strong. It's a great market, but we are seeing some changes. And, you know, you and I have been talking about this at our forums we've been doing over the last couple of years, of this shift that's coming. And I think we're beginning to see the start of that shift. As you said, you know, interest rates are up almost 2% over the last couple months. And, you know, for every 1% increase in interest rates, it truly decreases a buyer's buying power by 10%, so that that buyer that was originally approved and could max out at a $500,000 purchase is now closer to the $450,000 price point. So it's putting some downward pressure on those starter homes. But overall, it's still a strong market, and we still expect to see home price increases over the next couple of years, probably just not to the tune of the 10 and 20% that we've seen over the last couple of years.
Got it. Okay.
So, John, what about the folks, because I've known people who, of course, I always refer to you, but they say, even if we did sell our house, where would we go? Because the prices are so high, they feel like they wouldn't be able to afford another house. What's your advice there?
Well, you know, before interest rates go up even higher, we're encouraging people to still go out there and purchase, because we believe, as I said, the home prices are still going to increase. And if they're doing a lateral move, it doesn't make that big of a difference, because they're going to make that much more in their home sale. Mm-hmm. There still is inventory out there, but the inventory is tight. We are currently at a 1 month supply of homes. And as we've talked about before, a balanced market is a 6 month supply of homes. So there's kind of some creative things that sellers that are going to be buyers have to do. There's some options of going to look at buying before you sell, because we know we can get your home sold, but there is some angst sometime about finding that next home. Or working with a broker that has some pocket inventory out there, some inventory that's not on the market, and that's how we've been able to get a lot of our buyers into homes over the last couple of years.
John, I know you've got this home seller forum coming up May 17th and again May 19th. So that's sneaking up. It's virtual, right? It's online.
Yeah, it's virtual. It's free. There's no obligation. It's going to be about 45 minutes long, and it's coming up here in 2 weeks. And we're having two evening sessions. And normally, Paul, we only have these in the fall, in the kind of the midwinter. Well, because of the shifting market, we thought it was more important than ever to have a couple of sessions in May. So we're excited to have them with you here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, just go over to, if you're interested, johnschustergroup.com. No obligation at all, but you'll learn a lot. And if you are thinking of making a move, there's great information. johnschustergroup.com. Click the banner at the top of the page marked Home Seller Forum. You know, I've heard these crazy stories where some of these sales with multiple offers, people are basically making their own rules, like no inspection. I mean, to me, that's a red flag. I don't care how hot the market is. You still want your home to be inspected before you sign on the dotted line, whatever you're going to buy, right?
Well, there definitely are some concerns if you're going to go into a property and not have an inspection contingency. But we've seen some buyers where there's been, you know, one, two, three dozen offers, where about half those offers, the buyers are waiving their inspection contingency. Mm-hmm. And when we're representing you as a buyer, you know, the kind of red lights are flashing. We tell them all the concerns and cautions going into a purchase without doing an inspection contingency. You know, the great thing is one of the inspectors we work with are doing what they call like mini inspections, where, you know, the buyer wants to go in non-contingent, not having an inspection contingency. We'll actually bring our inspector along on a showing, and they'll do, it's a quick inspection. It's kind of a half hour inspection during that showing. And we can also mitigate some of the concern of possibly looking at adding a home warranty on to cover the mechanicals and plumbing, electrical systems. But you're absolutely correct. For a first-time buyer coming into a property, we always caution them, you really want to do a full home inspection.
Hey, are you getting requests from people that want to move, that want to convert bedrooms into Zoom rooms? And, I mean, how much of what we're seeing right now, this wanderlust, is being driven by the fact that so many people now can work from home, at least part of the time? Is that what's driving some of the demand?
Well, we are, and that's what we've seen over the last couple of years when we all went back home with COVID. But it seems like the open concept living has gone away, and the new concept that comes back is closed concept living, where people want to have dedicated space for home officing, for kids to work at if they're going to be home from school or whatnot. So we're seeing more and more where space really truly does matter when you're purchasing a home, and these open concept homes do not necessarily work how we've lived the last couple of years.
Yeah, amen.
other than that, John, I was going to ask you if there are any trends, if there are any trends in home buying, or maybe if you're looking to sell, maybe something you might want to fix up in your home. I know homes are appealing and they're flying off the market, but any other trends that you've seen in the market lately?
You know, it's just, we've just seen a reverse in the trends where people are now looking for bigger homes, where before it was kind of, you know, homes had gotten too big a couple years ago and people were kind of looking for more smart space or smaller space. I think more space, larger yards, we're seeing people that really, they want to feel comfortable that if a lockdown ever happened again or they had to not leave their home or their block for a couple of weeks, that they have the space for them and their family to feel comfortable and to be able to spread out. So we're definitely seeing people really looking for more space, both inside their home, but also the yard. The yard is becoming very important, and in some assets like having a pool or privacy in your backyard are becoming more important.
That's my definition of an optimist, a Minnesotan with a pool or a convertible.
That's true.
I love that. Hey,
Paul, when's the shift in the weather going to happen? That's the shift we got to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Next week. And I am going to get rid of that orange shag carpeting, okay, in the lower level. I promised I would do that. I'm going to get rid of
that. We've talked about it for years, Paul. It's got to go.
I'm kind of attached to it.
He doesn't listen.
Thank you, John Schuster.
Thanks, John.
Good talking to you guys. Have a great day.
Hang in there.
Thanks, John. Oh, he's such a great guy.
Yep.
He knows. Tell us again when the Home Seller Forum is.
It is the 17th and the 19th. And, you just go to johnschustergroup.com and click on the banner marked Home Seller Forum. johnschustergroup.com. Yeah, the 6 p.m. on the 17th, 6 p.m. on May 19th. No obligation. You will learn amazing stuff. Even if you don't go with John Schuster, why wouldn't you, you know, eavesdrop and get some great info?
Yeah.
And you and I both captured the same story. What is NASA thinking?
And stop it, NASA.
They've lost their minds. we'll share what got us off the dime, shaking our heads next.
Now, if people did not exactly consider this a pressing issue before, they sure do now. Because last night, thousands of people showed up to protest in Washington, D.C., New York City, Austin, Texas, and Los Angeles, California. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. Usually, you only get crowds like that when Delta announces they've begun pre-boarding. I refuse to stay seated until you call my zone.
It's true.
It is true.
It's both true. It's both true about them. Get people getting up and standing there and hovering. And, you know, it's funny. We were talking about some of the late night hosts last night and just these past two nights. And David made the observation, he said, which I thought was very poignant. He says, you know, a lot of the monologue isn't jokes. You know, obviously they're talking about the Supreme Court leak and this soon to be ruling on reversing Roe v. Wade. And I said, you're right. It's not something that was funny, but it was a Delta joke. But it was very poignant. It was very angry. It was, you know, social commentary. And I think that's part of their job, too.
Yeah.
That's why we watch late night, and that's why we watch Saturday Night Live, so we can, yes, put hopefully some humor into making sense of some big issues that are happening in the world today. But I found it fascinating to watch the late night hosts and their reaction to what's happening at this
point. I just want to stick up for Delta. I'm pretty loyal to Delta. And look, there's first class, and then there's comfort, and then there's discomfort. And I'm stuck in discomfort, and I'm just, you know, I'm okay with discomfort because it only gets there to the destination a few milliseconds after first class gets to that destination. So I've just, you know, spend your money any way you want, but I'm okay with coach. I'm not okay with NASA using naked pictures of human beings, sending them out into space.
What is going on?
Is that how we want to be introduced to aliens? Space nudes?
Space nudes. That's what, yeah. That's. I feel like that's a movie that should be upcoming, Space Nudes. But go ahead, tell us what the heck. NASA's lost their minds.
Well, and look, it's not graphic photos of naked human beings, but there is a drawing of a naked man and a naked woman next to a depiction of a strand of DNA, genetic material. But the plan is to launch these pictures into space in the hope of luring aliens to us. Is that a good idea? Who at NASA believes this is a good idea, not knowing if they're going to be friendly aliens or unfriendly aliens. And, you know, once they see, you know, drawings of us naked.
And I'm looking at the pictures. Yeah. They're illustrations, but it sort of looks like they're illustrations drawn on a computer from, you know, 1982, a very pixelated version. It's like, you know, like a yellow cursor that has pecked out a human form on an Atari.
Oh, really?
You know, from the 80s with that double helix. So, yeah, they're human, but it's like a see-through drawing of a man and a woman. You were better off just sending photos of people, and they can be clothed. I guess I don't understand. Scientists explain that the concept of mathematics in human terms is potentially unrecognizable to extraterrestrial intelligence. Binary is likely the universal across all intelligence. That's why they sent that DNA code.
I see.
But then there's like pictures of a man and a woman just waving, naked, waving.
Naked. Hi. And here's the thing. If you did send a photo of a naked man and a naked woman, which person would you pick? And the aliens would come here thinking everybody looks like that.
Yeah, right. Purple outlined in yellow and naked. We're not naked anymore.
They might be disappointed if they showed up.
Yes.
No, we want to see
this
person.
Yes, these are very fit pictures. Yeah.
This is...
And also, don't you think the aliens know we're here and they look at us and they're like, no way are we. Yeah. They are messed up.
Well,
we are not going there.
We are the Jersey Shore of the universe. Just keep on going. Just keep on going.
Take offense. Taking offense to that. The news is next.
Snooki.
When we come back. Yeah, the news is next. And Todd Walker is going to be joining us at 4:20.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.